On Inheriting, Carol Park's mom was caught in the middle of the LA uprising, and she hid that experience.
She said, "Oh, we don't need to talk about that."
Until decades later. Listen to Inheriting from LA Studios and the NPR Network, wherever you get your podcasts.
Aw, cute video alert. This is Sandra Tinglo with the lowdown on science. Rolling pandas, waddling penguins, prancing elephants. Who can resist animal videos? They're fun and educational. Or are they? Enter Thomas Llewellyn from University of the West of England and University of Exeter's Paul Rose. They evaluated the 1,000 most viewed videos from 20 zoo channels on YouTube. They analyzed the videos to see how much they teach about diverse animals and conservation. Answer? Not a lot. Viewers see a lot of mammals. They're in almost 80% of videos, but reptiles like snakes, lizards, and tortoises make up less than 3% of animal content. Also, only a small percentage of the videos were about conservation, although the researchers note that that number is going up. Most zoos post their cutest mammals to attract audiences. Llewellyn and Rose believe that zoos should feature a wider variety of animals to create educational and fun videos. So, ZooTuber, post responsibly. We adore giant pandas, but crocodiles need love too. Careful, love.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communication and 89.3 KPCC, and made possible with the generous support of the Fuse Family Foundation.
California and six other states are scrambling to work out an agreement to save the Colorado River from drying up. So we turned to a negotiation expert.
People do have fear when they negotiate.
And learn the best practices to secure the deal.
The number one reason why we don't put the right issues on the table is egocentric bias.
Binge Imperfect Paradise, the Gen Z water dealmaker, wherever you get podcasts.